This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What I tell everyone, I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place. For the stars and stripes an eagle flies.
Build USA, baby. Hello, welcome. Glad to have you back for another hour of What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennen. Kevin Flynn is here as well. Calls, questions, comments, welcome on the program always. 701-271-1100. 701-271-1100 is the local telephone number. Toll free from wherever you're listening. And if you're a beach bum, let us know. Old snowbird, glad you're listening. 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. You can also text us at 701-237-1590. Remind me, Kev, after this next segment, I should tackle some texts that are coming in. They're piling up, 701.
Got a few of them.
237-1590 for the texts. And you can always email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We spent some time today talking about Minnesota's new law on abortion, the PRO Act, Protect Reproductive Options. And the PRO Act in Minnesota means you have the right to abort any baby for any reason at any time up to birth. Right, that's exactly how they do it.
How?
Elective killing of a human being in utero, perfectly legal,
that,
even in the third trimester of pregnancy. When we know, by the way, from simple science, a child can feel excruciating pain.
Oh, that is a living child. That is a living being.
Could live outside the womb.
Of course it. Of course they can.
It also means that parents have no right to know when their teenage daughter has been taken to undergo an abortion.
If you live in Minnesota, you need to be, I just dropped an email to the governor and asked him how he sleeps at night. I literally put that in the comment. How do you sleep at night?
He's going to reply, well, thank you.
Now you bet. Now that those reproductive options are locked in.
Yep, same as North Korea and China. Should be proud in Minnesota. Well, we're going to highlight a different way, and that's the Dakota Hope Clinic. Tim Knutson, the development director, is here. They are part of the Giving Hearts Day celebration, so we want to give them a shout out for all the good work they do. Tim, welcome back to What's on Your Mind. How you doing?
Good, Scott. Thank you.
What do you make of this travesty in Minnesota?
You know, we should not be surprised, but we always are, right? I mean, when ever since Genesis chapter 1 and the fall of man, we took this, you know, partook of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil, and ever since then, we've placed our ways that we are now like God. We get to decide what's good and what's evil, and that's where they're at. I mean, they think that they are doing something good, and obviously they're partaking of the fruit of death, and so that's the sad part about it.
Yeah, it feels like Sodom and Gomorrah time to say, this is okay.
But, yeah. This doesn't surprise God in any way whatsoever, but it disheartens him. And you're right. We should be contacting that governor. It doesn't matter if it's our state or not, you know, and pray for him, pray that he has, you know, because ultimately, you know, his soul is, you know, going into eternity separated from God based on these decisions, because he's acting in the way of God and obviously coming against the, the image of God, because every baby, regardless of feeling pain, regardless of their what shape they're in, it does not matter. Every baby, from the moment of conception, is created in the image of God, and we're not to come against that.
Well, it helps me to know there are organizations like the Dakota Hope Clinic when I see this in Minnesota, and what feels like, you know, just a helpless situation. There's a lot of good that is being done, and North Dakota is a very different place than Minnesota from the laws. Now with the law banning abortion, with the abortion clinic having fled to Minnesota, and also options for women and for children, and that's what you offer. Tell us about the Dakota Hope Clinic and what you do.
Yeah, you know, at the basis of it, you know, we do pregnancy tests, you know, verifying that they are pregnant, first of all. And then moving on from there, of course, we do limited ultrasounds, you know, and then moving beyond that, you know, because 50% of all pregnancies are unintended, but it doesn't mean that they're not wanted, right? But they just unintended, maybe timing is not exactly what we want. So they might be in a place where it's just tough timing. And so then we do parenting classes, which they are rewarded with points. And with the points that they get in taking any of these classes, they can spend them in our baby boutique, which is all brand new items, you know, toys, clothes, diapers, everything. And so they're rewarded very well for that. And they also are becoming better citizens. They're becoming better spouses, and they're learning so much more about being good parents, which is something I want to point out too. You don't have to be currently pregnant and going through our class or our system here at Dakota Hope to partake in the baby boutique and partaking in these classes. And you don't have to come in and take classes. You can do them from your phone, and we can tell when you have finished a class, and then we'll award you the points, and then you can spend them in our baby boutique. But then beyond that, we have other classes, I guess you could say, and other, you know, opportunities for those, you know, because people accuse us, like they say, all we care about is just the baby being born. But that is so far from the truth, because we offer classes for post-abortion. So if there's anyone out there that has experienced an abortion, we want you to discover peace, and that's the name of the class, is Discover Peace. We want you to come and talk to us. It's confidential. And just work through that with the lady that is leading that up right now. Her name is Tanya, and she found that peace through this course with us at Dakota Hope. But now that she has found that mercy and that grace that we all deserve, or not deserve, but we all need and want, we don't deserve it, but we get it, and she's helping others to go through that course. We have other courses, you know, that we offer for it's called Her Journey. It's a faith-based abuse recovery program and support for women that are going through abuse, which is just rampant right now. And so many times women don't know who to turn to. They're scared. They're usually very scared. You know, a lot of times they have to turn off their phones because they're being tracked by their boyfriend, husband. We offer so much here, more than what people expect, you know. And this is offered here in Minot, but we offer, you know, it's anyone and everyone, however far they want to come, you know, we're here for them. And then also, too, we opened up a mini clinic out in Tioga, and we're looking to expand from here, too. We're hoping to go to Botno and out east, maybe Rugby, down south, like Garrison, that area. We want to make it convenient and available for anyone. And all of our services are free, and it's done by support through individuals. You know, we don't get any government support. We were offered one point in time some support from the government. We actually turned it down because we don't want to be in cahoots with them and later on find out that they want their money back or who knows what, or they want us to capitulate to their, you know, ways. So we do everything by private donations and fundraising. So Giving Hearts Day is coming up next week on Thursday, but you can go to givingheartsday.org, look up Dakota Hope Clinic, and you actually can schedule your gift to come out. And this is our big first fundraiser of the year. So this is really a good way for us to kick this off. And then just to really help keep our doors open. I mean, we just hired another nurse. We are looking at expanding. And like I said, this is all done on God's good graces and the support of donors.
It's a big day for the Dakota Hope Clinic. You can schedule your giving right now today. Participate in the big day on the 9th of February as well, just a few short days away. That's fantastic. And again, Which website are you directing them to, Giving Hearts Day or to yours?
Yep, givingheartsday.org, because everything has to funnel through them first, and then and they don't keep any of it. It eventually does come to us, but it's a competition type of thing too, you know, like you want to see how well we do. So it's kind of a fun gimmick that Giving Hearts Day has come up with, where it's a day of giving. So givingheartsday.org.
And you can search then for Dakota Hope Clinic once you get to givingheartsday.org. For sure. Great organization. Go ahead.
And if anybody wants to, and I was going to say, too, we do accept checks, too. So if somebody is in Minot or in the area, they can either mail it to us or they can bring it to us here at Dakota Hope. And, you know, and then what we would do is just count that check for Giving Hearts Day. And so, yeah, it's a fun thing. We're looking forward to it.
Tim, thanks for sharing the story with us, and good luck in the Giving Hearts Day fun.
Thank you, Scott, for having us on. God bless you guys and for what you do.
God bless you. Appreciate the time very much. Warm your heart when you see some crazy things like that happening in Minnesota to know what's happening here in the great state of North Dakota, Dakota Hope Clinic. Short break, back with more after this. Ask a local farmer in Fargo or the Mandan area about High Plains Apache, and one consistent word you'll hear from all of them is local. There's something to be said about being local, locally owned, locally serviced. High Plains Apache is the dependable company, selling and servicing crop sprayers with the parts you need and having an answer to all your questions. And all this local has a worldwide webpage, highplainsapache.com. highplainsapache.com.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Think about this winter. You're going along, snow blowing, and then you hit that uneven sidewalk or a large crevice in your driveway. The blower hits you right in the gut, and your hands hurt. Have you had enough?
Ramjack North can help. Level that concrete and put an end to your pain. Contact us now for a free estimate and to learn more at pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com. And have an easy winter.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tell you a little bit about Gateway Building Systems. The folks that understand the success of your farm is dependent on storage. They're the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S. They provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. They've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's their mission to do the same for you. From planning and designing to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on the Brock Solid Bins. For more info, go online to gatewaybuilding.com. Gatewaybuilding.com. 20 past the hour on What's on Your Mind, rolling along. Let's see. I did promise I'd get to some text, didn't I? Text says, now Minnesota can get to passing to legalizing pot, driver's license for illegal border bandits, and wasting $17 billion. Yeah, they can, can't they?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
No one's stopping them. They got the whole St. Paul cabal locked up now.
It's a very good point. Just look out what they're going to do next. Look out. Texter says, as Waltz and the Democrats brought the Hitler and Nazi mindset back to Minnesota with their abortion bill, do these people have no fear of God's wrath? Proverbs 6 states six things God hates, and one is those that shed innocent blood. I feel for those poor little babies. You know, just doing a little reading on Tim Walz's background, one of the things he did was run an endeavor called Educational Travel Adventures with his wife. Educational Travel Adventures, Kev, accompanied the high school juniors and seniors on summer educational trips to China.
Oh, yeah.
To yep. China!
Oh, yeah.
Maybe there's a reason Minnesota now has China's abortion laws.
Oh, he's...
Oh, let's go see China. Let's bond with the people of China. Let's go over there and...
Tim Walz is all shucksy, and he thinks he relates to outstate Minnesota and the rocks and the cows, and he's kind of just a regular guy, and he's a teacher, and that did does in the National Guard, and just a regular guy. Not at all.
No.
The guy is evil walking, and he's a fraud, and he's a coward. So there you go.
It makes me want to renounce anything to do with Minnesota ever.
Oh, he's ruining it for everybody, him and his ilk. It's not what Minnesota's about. And Texter had it spot on. That's the last thing that's Minnesota nice. Hey, come to Minnesota now. Check out the 10,000 lakes and kill your baby right before it's born if you want. Great message, Tim. Solid.
He accepted a teaching position with World Teach in the People's Republic of China. People know what they have for a governor here?
Well, a lot of us do. But, you know, again, we're dealing with the St. Paul cabal here.
One of his parents, I can't find where I saw that, but one of his parents was a community activist. So,
yeah.
This is...
Oh, he's cut from the... Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's a Minnesota Democrat through and through. Hardcore.
Anyway, take your point. Listener, thank you very much. Here's another. Could you play the eulogy Trump gave for Diamond at her funeral? We're not going to play that. Mainly because, Kevin, didn't you say that...
We did play a piece of it.
It was a little embarrassing because he said...
Yeah, well, he's saying that he knew Diamond. He'd never known Silk or never met Silk when he had met them both. So,
yeah.
You know,
so,
he had a moment.
That's available online if you want to watch it. I'm not sure it's a massive
problem. We touched on that. Yeah, he messed up on that. He had met her.
By the way, I love Diamond and Silk. They're both amazing, and I'm heartbroken at the loss of Diamond. I'm just saying it's available online if you want to watch it. Texter says, question for you guys, was Jesus on the terrorist watch list? Was Jesus concealing fentanyl in his swaddling clothes? Were Mary and Joseph trafficking the little Savior? I ask this because liberals and liberal groups are pushing the Jesus was a refugee narrative. Libs are certified nuts. Yeah.
That is so apples and oranges, it's not even funny.
100%, and you're making a good point. Fentanyl didn't come along on the on the mule as they fled to Egypt.
And, well, again... No one that's coming here from Guatemala is being bombed out of their homes, okay? No one's coming here from Venezuela because, you know, Caracas is under attack. They're coming here because the life where they live sucks. So, you know, yeah, I want to go to America. Are you kidding? Anything's better than this. You can lump about 3/4 of the world in on that conversation because this is better than a lot of places. So they're all coming. When are we full?
Next text from one of our fine listeners, California Bill AB2223 allows for killing the baby up to 30 days after birth. What? Some are trying
California. Oh, yeah.
Some are trying to make it 60 days.
Does this sometimes feel like it's a race to the bottom of the barrel?
Minnesota wants to be California.
Yeah, California says, hold my beer. You can kill a baby here a month after it's born. Now what? Go ahead, John. It's like, what is wrong with you?
Oh.
I know. What?
We have any idea? Do these people have any idea what the consequences will be for their work? Here's a listener from Mesa, Arizona. We love our snowbirds. Greetings, Scott and Kevin. It's been cool here, but we've realized that as long as the sun is out, temps are not that important. Great shows today. Thank you very much. Yeah, how about that?
Well, I'll see you in about 3 weeks, buddy.
The sun being out is important here, too, although the temperature is slightly different.
We're going to do a little Southwest road trip in about 3 weeks. We're going to Vegas, and then we're driving to Phoenix, over to Palm Springs, and back to Vegas. The wife's never been over the Hoover Dam or any of that.
So oh, that'd be fun.
We're going to go.
A little sightseeing.
Take her down through Bullhead City.
I'm going on for Dad's Weekend at ASU here later in the month.
That's right, yeah.
Myself. So,
how's year two going?
Year two's going great.
Great.
Yeah.
She's killing it.
Haley is president of the Hearst Sorority.
Oh, wow. That didn't take long.
She's a busy girl.
Yeah.
Listener says, pro-choice people will argue it never happens that a baby is aborted in the third trimester. Well, then why make it legal?
Right. Murder hardly ever happens, but we're going to legalize it.
Texter says, if that is true, why are they so adamant to have abortion up to the due date? Precisely. My question. And another listener by text says, the Republicans better take some of this dirt on Walz and use it against him on the next election. I am surprised that Scott Jensen didn't make more of the China thing. It's just gives you a sense into the psyche and worldview of the governor.
Yep. Democrats seriously need a good throat punch coming up in 2 years in Minnesota. We'll see if we can do it, though. Again.
You should probably clarify that you mean
Figuratively speaking, yes.
In the way of a very forceful campaign.
It's like we say when we play a football game, let's get out there and punch them in the mouth. That's what we need to do in St. Paul in 2 years, is literally punch these people in the mouth. Not figuratively punch these people in the mouth at the ballot box. It's unreal.
Yeah.
But can we outvote the Metro?
Well, that's the big question. Give you an update on the border security hearing that Jim Jordan is hosting. Talk about fentanyl when we come back. Don't go away.
Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to patriotmobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. patriotmobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military friendly. Our special admissions team has years of real-world military experience, so we know just how to support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for prior learning, and make sure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start every 5 weeks. Discover University of Mary's true military-friendly community at umary.edu/military services.
USA News Update. The combination of moisture from the Gulf of Mexico and Arctic air spilling south from Canada is resulting in a long-duration ice storm for millions of people across at least 8 states. 2 people in Texas have died as sleet, snow, and freezing rain made road and air travel nearly impossible in Dallas on Tuesday. The forecast says it will spread northeast with time, lasting through early Thursday in some areas. 9 states asked a federal judge in Texas Tuesday to strike down the former President Obama DACA program that protects illegal immigrants who were brought to the United States as children. The complaint wants to phase out the program over 2 years, arguing the rule, which affects roughly 800,000 people, is unconstitutional. Former actor 46-year-old Nathan Chasinghorse, best known for his role in Dances with Wolves, has been arrested for a sex trafficking ring involving minors. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This song. Wasn't Miranda Lambert here not too long ago?
She was at Weed Fest, but she didn't get the...
Oh, the weather.
Because of the weather deal.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Didn't happen.
Kind of a bummer.
Boy, that was a rainy one, too. I'll tell you that. The kid was... We were in show. The kid was out in the open. He was soaked after that one.
What's on your mind? Brought today by our friends at Pucklage, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Got a great deal for you today. Our Wednesday wheel, certified pre-owned 2020 Chevrolet Traverse LT. This one has leather, only 27,835 miles on it. Exterior Summit white, interior is jet black, leather appointed seated trim. It's a dandy. Our deal of the day, you can see it at PucklageValleyCity.com, or better yet, stop and see them. 721 West Main Street, Valley City, North Dakota's home for Chevy Pucklage. Caroline in Twin Valley, Minnesota, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
So I just listened to you, Scott, say that you have some questions about Jensen. When he was running, his consultants, I think, led him way off the beaten path. And it's been happening too much with our conservative candidates. And then also his first ad that came out about abortion, I looked at that ad and I said, he just lost. But then you come to Clay County and you talk about the problems about this one vote majority that the Democrats have. Kupek was the one vote majority. If the Clay County BPOUs wouldn't have been fighting amongst themselves the whole time, and they really had a real mess going on there, if they would have spent that time out there campaigning for Bomer, it's very possible that Bomer could have beat Kupek. So the Republicans, too, have to get their act together.
Do they ever?
And then I watched this here thing on their debate on Friday from 10:30 a.m. in the morning till 12:30 a.m. the Saturday morning. I was so disgusted how vicious the women were in the Senate there with this abortion issue. They weren't going to give an inch for anything, and right up to men shouldn't even have a say in it.
Is that right? Well, I didn't watch it. I didn't want to be any more sick to my stomach than I am already. in this whole mess?
I've been involved in this for the last 50 years, so I've given away my age. But I wanted to sit there, and I just wanted to watch it once instead of getting a snippet here or a snippet there. And it was so disgusting. And I'm going to just say this, and it's probably not very nice, but it was, I am woman, I am God, and I get to do what I want. That's what I got out of it.
Wow. Thanks for sharing that, Caroline. Appreciate your call, and I am curious where Jensen's at on this, because I think you're right. I think he got some bad advice from consultants on that whole issue, but I'd like to talk to him about this, because to me it's a whole different ballgame now with Minnesota having the same abortion laws as China and North Korea, for crying out loud. Awful.
Right. Well, we're in Minnesota, we're right back to where we were, or even worse than we were 50 years ago when Roe versus Wade was
exactly
impacted.
Yeah. You think if you're mad about Roe versus Wade being overturned, well then, you know what? Go back to Roe versus Wade. You know, and those restrictions which gave you the option to have an abortion up through the second trimester. Caroline, appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Elaine in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Elaine.
Yeah, I'm going to change the subject a little bit. I've got a question about the Gallup polls. And I've often wondered where they get all their figures from the Gallup polls, because I've never been called about it. But lo and behold, I got a letter yesterday from the Gallup poll. And I thought it was very interesting because there were two large openings on both sides of the envelope with a dollar bill on one side. And this comes from the North Dakota Department. It's a Gallup poll about the North Dakota Department of Public Instruction. And the poll, after I get it filled out, it's supposed to go to Gallup in New York. But the questions on this questionnaire, I have to have children in school to even answer these questions. And I thought it very interesting. This letter is signed by Jerry Marler, Gallup Director of Survey Research, and Kirsten Basler, North Dakota State Superintendent. My question is, the dollar, how many people get these, and who's putting up the dollars? I mean, that caught my attention right away when I saw a dollar bill in the window. I'm surprised they even got it.
Yeah, I've heard of other surveys that use cash. Usually they call you, and I don't know if they can call you anymore because so few people have landlines, but hey, would you be willing to participate in our survey? We'll pay you a dollar, $2, whatever, and then include it on there. What's the survey about again?
It's about public school students today face unprecedented challenges. The North Dakota Department of Public Instruction is partnering with Gallup, a world leader in education research, to better understand the experiences of families and public school students in North Dakota. To share your experiences, thoughts, and advice, please complete the enclosed survey and mail it back to us in the prepaid envelope. We've also included $1 as a small token of your appreciation for considering our request.
Interesting.
And it talks about bullying and goes, it's really interesting.
You know what, we'll have Kirsten Basler on the program talk a little bit about what they're trying to do.
I guess my question, too, is where did all the $1 come from?
Yeah, who's paying for that?
State of North Dakota. Because you pay Gallup. You can have Gallup do a survey for you for really anything. You have to pay big money to do it. Just did a little search on that. It depends. What you want to survey, how many people you want to survey, your survey area, it goes down a whole list, and they all of it, you know, adds to the costs or takes away.
Well, it's obviously got to be random, because at my age I don't have any kids at home, so that disqualified me even in answering this survey, because I have to have kids.
Interesting.
And you get a dollar anyway. Well, there you go. You win.
Okay.
You won today.
Thank you.
Yeah,
you
bet. Well, but we will ask Kirsten Basler, though, for sure. We will. Appreciate the call. I promised that we'd play you one of the individuals that testified before the House Judiciary Committee on the border policy.
Oh.
And this individual is Brandon Dunn. Let's listen to this.
Oh, boy.
Thank you. Thank you, committee, for having me here today. I'm the co-founder of the Forever 15 Project, a nonprofit that my wife Janelle and I started after the passing of our son Noah. On August 21st, Noah died as a result of fentanyl poisoning. More specifically, illicit fentanyl poisoning. He was 15 years old. He was a sophomore at Johnson High School in Hays County. He was murdered by a drug dealer selling counterfeit Percocet pills. The pill he took contained 8 milligrams of fentanyl, which is 4 times the lethal dose. There was no Percocet in the pill. There were no other drugs in the pill besides illicit fentanyl. Noah was the third victim in less than 2 months in Hays County from illicit fentanyl. Kevin McConville, another Hays student, passed away from a counterfeit Xanax that contained illicit fentanyl. And Ryan Garcia, also of Hays CISD, passed away from a counterfeit Percocet pill. Since then, we've attended many seminars and summits, one by the DEA in Houston, Texas. So now we're very familiar with all of the information regarding illicit fentanyl. Illicit fentanyl is primarily manufactured in Mexico by the drug cartels and smuggled through our southern border. And it is true that most seizures happen at border checkpoints. I believe 60% of all fentanyl seized last year was in San Diego and Imperial Valley. However, due to the lethality of this drug, any amount smuggled in a backpack or a fanny pack or even in somebody's pocket can be enough to kill thousands of people. So as you can see, you know, it's not just a border checkpoint issue. Any amount over, I would probably under 1 milligram could be lethal in some instances, but 2 milligrams is the most common number put out there. And without immediate medical intervention, a person is not likely to survive. That's how fast it kills. And then in our activism work, you know, we've come across several families that have also lost their children to this illegal drug or this illicit drug. And it's both sides of the political aisle. For us, this isn't a political issue. This is an issue about the safety of our children and the citizens of this country. We're working with several state legislatures who are primarily Democrats in our area, on legislation to stop this from happening as well.
This is Brandon Dunn, 15-year-old son of Brandon, and his wife died from a lethal fentanyl overdose.
Well, my friend Michelle from right from in town here, her son Tyler Gluckert.
Same deal.
That's happening everywhere.
Committee in the House, chaired by Jim Jordan, continues with this committee. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Discover Kinder Care, Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, green dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklet Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
See lunchtime from here. About that time, you start thinking, what's it going to be today? If you're in a bit of a rut with lunch, just go to the same old, tired of it. Want something different? I would suggest home cooking is just exactly what the doctor ordered today. And some grab and go convenience, too. So it's nice and easy, plus it's home cooking. And Swedish meatballs are the thing today at PetroServe USA. Home cooking like this. Swedish meatballs on MP Avenue. Swedish meatballs West Main Avenue, West Fargo, along with Chicken Bowl. Swedish meatballs in Valley City off exit 292, I-94, or lasagna today. Salisbury steak also a thing in Harwood, I-29 exit. 12th Avenue North, I-29 exit. As well, and Glendon the Salisbury steak, and lasagna with garlic toast on 45th in Fargo. Now, how's that? Lasagna, chicken bowl, Swedish meatball, Salisbury steak. Throw in a little bit of the garlic toast there. PetroServe USA, home cooking. Grab-and-go convenience. You're going to love it, for sure. Texter says, what is frustrating here in western Minnesota is having Keith Ellison as Attorney General. Who is he accountable to in St. Paul? Well, Keith Ellison is in an elected position as Attorney General, so he's accountable to the voters. Accountable to people. So if enough people say, Keith Ellison, we'd like you to do this. We'd like you to do less of that and more of this. That's your best shot there at influencing the decisions of Keith Ellison, who talks a really good game, but is about as radical as anybody in St. Paul.
Oh, boy.
He really is. Very definitely. Texter brings up a topic we've not had a chance to visit about, but that is the Fu Feng deal. How about that statement from the Air Force? Fu Feng, of course, is the company that wanted to build a corn milling plant in Grand Forks. Chinese-owned company. Top investor, someone that has connections to the CCP. And it's been quite obvious for some time that the military and other contractors that are in Grand Forks doing business thought it was a very bad idea to have Fu Feng's operations that close to the Grand Forks Air Force Base. Texter says the Fu Feng deal is over. That's great, but the Air Force releases a letter saying it's a threat. How does this come on the back end instead of the beginning? And that's what's scary. Our legislature needs to end this buy-up of anything in the state by China or non-American. I'm thinking the Air Force early on wanted to keep that conversation private because the city leaders in Grand Forks were not reading those tea leaves. They had no option but to go public with it. But they've said privately for some time, bad idea. So I think they've been really literally doing that from the beginning. But shortly after the Air Force came out with that statement, the city of Grand Forks also said this project will not go forward. The only thing I will say Grand Forks city officials deserve some empathy on is the fact that you had an entity early on that came to Grand Forks that was a site search firm. They were looking for a place for a facility. Grand Forks did not know at that time this was a Chinese-owned facility. They win the site location debate, and then they say, okay, who's the company? And, oh, it's Chinese-owned. So they were hung out to dry a little bit by the site selection committee early on, and then they got to a position where they didn't want to say, we're against any development. They didn't want to send the wrong signal on other projects. So they deserve some empathy for that because that was a really challenging mess. But in my mind, they took too long to state the obvious and that this project's not going to go on. That's been very obvious for a long time, and they should have done this sooner. Lance the boil, so to speak, would have been my advice. Texter says, Minnesota is debating a transgender bill right now. Minnesota will be a transgender destination for minors if parents disagree with the child's sex change decision.
Oh, yeah. That doesn't surprise me either. I saw that one.
Well, they wanted to be an abortion destination state, so I guess might as well keep this going. Screw parents. That could be the new motto of Minnesota. So much for the 10,000 lakes. It should be screw parents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. You don't matter.
Last text of the day. One. Let's stop kidding ourselves. We have election issues in Minnesota. Too many conservatives, yet the state goes liberal. Two, is there a TikTok challenge for abortions? Ugh. Three, I hope I live long enough to have people look back and say, what were Democrats thinking when they killed all those babies? Yeah. Got to do something about it. We must. We shall. All right. Good stuff. Thanks for all the comments, calls, and texts. See you tomorrow on What's on Your Mind. God bless. Bye-bye. Trust me. You want and you need a bathrobe from MyPillow. They are incredible. Lightweight, heavyweight, as low as $59.98 right now. There's a closeout sale going on the bathrobes at MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. That's the number you can call. Always remember to use the promo code SCOTT. My slippers now are as low as $49.98. You're saving up to $100. And they're not slippers that you just necessarily wear around the house. You can wear them anywhere. They're that great. And they are so comfortable. The My Slippers, as low as $49.98 right now, $100 savings. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code SCOTT. MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT for these great deals. Or call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. Or MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.